We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From Learfield, it's time for the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with more than 45 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Podcast Weekly. I'm Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Cats, along with Stan Weber, our longtime color analyst. And today's topic, of course, is Kansas State basketball, but we've got a little bit of football that we may throw in there as time permits. Our program, as always, brought to you by BriggsAuto.com, by the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. Well, it's a good day, Stan Weber, to talk about Kansas State men's basketball. The Wildcats are on a three-game win streak. They're receiving votes in both national polls. They're 15-5, 5-3, and tied for second in the Big 12. All of this after a couple of wins at home last week against ranked teams, and then Monday night they go to Baylor and win that game 92-83. So they're on a roll of sorts here.
They're playing great basketball and are getting rewarded with some extremely important wins, tough games to play. When you think about the start of that winning streak, it came off a loss against Kansas that was a punch in the gut for the second year in a row. Everyone's wondering what the heck's going on, and you don't have Kamau Stokes and all those issues, and you're getting ready to play number four Oklahoma and the most exciting player in the country in Trae Young. Whoa. And then they win that game. And then they go ahead and fight it out with a TCU team that's very determined, as seen by how they played the next game when they were able to take care of West Virginia fairly easily. So that was a tough one to beat in TCU. They got the job done. And then you go on the road, which in a sense may be the hardest of all of those things to do, and they do well there, have control of the basketball game and play great. And Wyatt, they're on a three-game winning streak, but what's crazy is they're on a two-and-a-half-game lead streak. Since Oklahoma went ahead by 1 point for a split second, and K-State finished off the first half against the Sooners a week ago to take a lead at the half by five, they've never trailed, not in the second half against Oklahoma, not throughout the games of TCU and Baylor. So it's been a good start, not letting off the accelerator, fighting through some adversity as the opponent comes back and still finishing the game strong. It's been very good and just excellent play by the Wildcats across the board, from McCall Maween stepping up and doing some things from the center position to Dean Wade and Barry Brown playing out of the world. I mean, first team all Big 12 level basketball here, for game after game after game. And K-State is really hitting on all cylinders. They're doing it offensively, defensively, team basketball, driving into the basket, finishing at the rim with dunks, fast breaking, and then hitting the outside shot as well. So it's really a good story, K-State basketball doing the right things. And they really have come onto the scene in the Big 12, even in this region, maybe even for a lot of K-State fans. They just woke up to what this team might do at the Oklahoma game, Wyatt. It hasn't been that long that there's been this kind of belief, but I like to point out to people the kind of inside information that we can provide is we've been around this basketball team all year. We've been able to travel with them around the country a decent amount. And there is a maturity about this basketball team. There's a togetherness, a belief in the coaching staff, a seriousness about the task at hand when they're on the road. They have fun. They laugh. They're kids. But they're not silly. And they're not distracted. And they really have brought it, even when they've been on the road, not distracted by the opponent or the crowd or the gym they're playing in being different. So my point is, these kind of things are seeds that get planted that we see that say, I don't know how big this tree is going to be or how strong this plant is going to be, but there is reason to believe that things are going the right direction. Well, now we see this big oak tree of K-State basketball playing well. I just want people to know, it's not just snap the fingers, it just happened. This group is really pulling in the right direction, and they created a predictability that there to be success, and they are deserving of success. Now, can they keep it going, and will they just keep winning and rolling along and no hiccups the rest of the way? There's no way we can say that. But I'm telling you, this is not an aberration. The way this team is fighting and playing together was true when no one was paying attention to them early in the year.
I think they're, you make really, really great points there, as usual, Bud. And I think for me, we use the word mature or maturing, and I think that's exactly what we're talking about with the two lead guys here in Dean Wade and Barry Brown. Now, where they are today may be different roads from the standpoint of, you know, Dean has always been a young man who has great skills. He can really, really shoot it. And then you've got Barry, who really kind of retooled his shot in the offseason. And I think what has impressed me so much about Barry is as much off the floor as on the floor. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes. The work ethic is definitely there. He's asked to be a leader. Sometimes you say, well, what does that mean? And it's not easy. There are natural leaders, obviously, especially when you talk about football. A lot of time quarterbacks are. But, you know, it's always smart to go over and evaluate things in the world of how Bill Snyder does things. And one of the things that is core for K-State football is leadership development. And it just seems so different than anything else I'd ever been around, where he has 125 football players and he creates leadership development for all of them. He wants them all to be better leaders. That doesn't mean you're going to end up being Colin Klein and a super leader or an Arthur Brown of a football teams of past. You know, you don't have to be that in front as a leader, but he wants everyone to lead a little bit. And then those that play well enough, you got to be good and get the opportunity to get the respect of the team, he wants them to be ready to lead. Well, we really seen the same thing with Barry Brown. It's not like he walked in and said, I'm Colin Klein of basketball, follow me. He just went into the coaches and said, I want to lead this team. I think I can do it. Help me become a better leader. And it's been a process. Mm-hmm. He didn't walk in on day one and just say, look at me. But he set it up. He had a goal and objective. He worked with the coaching staff. He was open about trying to learn, not only to be a better basketball player, to be a better leader. Well, one of the things you got to do is work hard. And you listen to the days of Tyler Lockett going out and catching more extra balls than anybody after practice. Well, Barry Brown's that guy. He's shown a lot of leadership. Like, I'm going to be here. I'm going to shoot the extra shots. I'm going to work on my game. I'm going to try to show you the best I can. But he also wanted to lead verbally. Remember the big point when they came home and they were supposed to take a day off, and they had to take a day off by NCAA rules. The coaches could not tell them to come in and watch tape, could not tell them to practice. And Barry got the team and said, we're going to go practice. Mm-hmm. Let's get this thing done. And to show the kind of intestinal fortitude that I think Barry Brown has shown throughout his career, but he's learned how to utilize it in a more mature way, is we mentioned the game at Lawrence, okay? We mentioned the disappointment at KU. Well, you can get caught up into the officiating and different things like that. But Wyatt, one person had to own things in a different way, and that was Barry Brown, who had the ball with 15 seconds left and didn't get into the K-State offense quick enough, didn't run the play exactly right. Well, he honed up to that immediately and just said, on me. So when we start this trek at Oklahoma against the number four team in the country, would Barry Brown be the first guy in your list to say, oh, I bet his confidence is booming right now? You know, he's the guy who's bummed out more than any K-State fan or player or coach. Who was the most bummed out guy after the KU game? It was Barry Brown. He goes, I'm the leader. And he said to the media, I don't know why I didn't get into the play earlier and read it exactly right. So you think about that challenge, that negativity hanging over him. And yet he goes out and lights it up and plays one of the greatest games we've seen in all of college basketball this year against Trae Young. I mean, that defensively plus offensively is one of the greatest games we've seen this year. And then you take it further when he goes to Baylor and shoots incredible shots and scores 34 points. I think we need to take into account when he woke up on Sunday morning getting ready for a Tuesday game with OU, the last thing you thought is, oh, Barry Brown's about ready to light up the world and turn K-State basketball into a national discussion. That's incredibly tough and intestinal fortitude and all those things. That's what this team's about. And I think the rest of the players respect that, are following it, and the toughness factor, something that I believe in sports a lot, even in basketball, the toughness factor is starting to ooze out of these guys. They've worked hard. They've worked together. They're taught well. They're strategizing even better, driving the ball to the basket. They're understanding what Bruce Weber and his staff is telling more and more. All those things are positives. But now you add the last layer to get you to a level that you can compete for a championship in the Big 12 wide, and that's toughness. And guess what? I think your K-State Wildcats have it, led by Barry Brown, but there's a lot of guys following up. McCall Mayween showing toughness now. Yeah. Dean Wade right there with Barry saying, let's go, let's go. And then you got to give a lot of credit to Cartier Jada, who incredibly, as a freshman, stepped into the point guard role, and all he's done is played well every game so far, and he's added the toughness factor as well, diminished his weaknesses. I mean, this is an incredible story of a lot of people doing the right things. But I just want to overemphasize, Wyatt, this is not something that we saw starting at tip-off of the Oklahoma game.
Right.
You and I saw it back at the beginning of the year, even in the exhibition games. The first time especially we got a chance to go on the road for me. Maybe you earlier. But for me, when I went on the road, I said, this is not a team letting things to chance. And I'll give you this parallel. I'm not going to predict this yet. I'm not ready to say this team's going to skyrocket and go off the charts. But when Frank Martin had the team that went to the Elite Eight, Wyatt, It was in December, fairly early December. And I was talking to Kevin Keatsman on radio, and we were in Vegas. And I said, Kevin, I just came from a meeting with the team and coaches. I'm telling you, this team's on fire. Watch out. They have a razor focus, a determination. They have enough athletic ability. And they're going, Stan, be quiet. What are you talking about? It's just, okay, the season's barely started. And I go, no. I know When I smell excellence. When you see a team together, Wyatt, and I said, this team, watch out. So I'm not saying that there's that kind of coronation yet. But when I watch this team, I'm not surprised that they're having success and they're fighting through. And there may not be a limitation to how good they can be because they're all pulling in the same direction for the right reasons.
I think one other thought on this particular subject, and I've been asked this, and it's why I want to ask you, because I've been asked about Cartier Jada and what he has done. And I don't mean just in the last five or six games since the Kamau Stokes injury, but through the entirety of the season. If he has one attribute that you have seen through this that you appreciate maybe more than the others, what would it be? I think that's the question right now. And I think, depending on who you ask, you could get several different answers. And that's why I think in part why he's playing so well, because he does bring more than just one attribute to the table.
Yeah, the first one I think is that a little bit of being naive helps. You don't know how hard it is. You don't know what your responsibility is. You just go play. So I thought that helped him at first. But he's kind of past that now. He's played long enough and he's been under the pressure and the publicity is coming around. The opponents are starting to strategize. One ability that he has is that he has a knack for driving the ball to the basket. Left-handers, I believe in life, if you think about your friends that are left-handed, are more adept at using their offhand, their right hand, than those of people like me. You know, I'm right-handed. My left hand is like okay, but not even in the same range as right-handed. He can take the ball to the rim and go use his right hand or his left and find angles and lean through people and arms and get the ball up to the basket. So, and he does it with different pace. Sometimes he slows down and lets the shot blocker fly by. Mm-hmm. So I think he has a knack for driving the basketball. That is just something that he has, and he's fearless about it. And he's confirmed that, like Barry Brown, he and Barry Brown, when it becomes a critical situation and people are guarding your play and not letting you get the shot you want, not letting you get the ball to Dean Wade, probably if it's K-State, to make things happen, you sometimes just have to drive the ball to the basket and make something happen. You can't rely on a foul. You got to finish. So I think that's good. And then his pressure, Wyatt, to hit his three-point shots. he doesn't shoot very much. He's not a high volume 3-point shooter. But how many times is it that he gets a 3-point shot after Dean Wade's taken it inside and the ball's moved back out, inside out, where he's the guy shooting the 3-pointer in the second half, less than 10 minutes left, and somewhat the game could be won here or the game's on the line. And I just look and he just goes, rip. I mean, he just rip. Yeah. And then I think, well, that's a nice shot. But he doesn't pick up the volume. He's not like, I'm going to shoot 8 and make 3 right. and a good night make 4. He sometimes only gets 2 of them. And he's making 1 or 2 of them in pressure game situations. So his heartbeat kind of seems calm. You know, he seems calm when the ball comes his way. He doesn't have to have the ball. Think about Trae Young. He's excellent. But he needs the ball in his hands. He needs to be fed. And Jada is kind of taking a backseat role and saying, I'll bring the ball up. I'm not going to turn it over. And I'll be ready anytime you need to drive or shoot a 3. But Dean and Barry, you two need to make it happen. And so the guts to step up and hit the big shots, the knack for driving, I think, and Wyatt, you are much more adept at seeing the play of Jada and the positiveness in his, you know, you're around him more at practice in Manhattan to see his spirit, his being, the person that he is. I, on the other hand, would say that when he got the opportunity and the responsibility to have to pick up his play, that's when he did it. He's not a bad player, but I would have never projected he's this good. But I think it's like Bill Snyder's taught me so often. When you expect things from young men, they will respond. When you expect excellence, they will respond to it. And I think that he was kind of floating along, playing his role, getting his minutes, and not valuing how responsible he is for K-State winning until Kamau Stokes limped to the locker room. And the moment he came out against Texas Tech in the second half, I thought he was a changed person. And it's only because they said, it's on you. You better start playing or we're not going to win. And as soon as we asked him to step it up, he did. So congratulations for doing that. But it's a great lesson when you set expectations for kids, for people that you mentor. You know, make sure your expectations are high and you say, I believe in you and I count on you. And the next question is how do we do that quicker? You know, when he's playing behind a veteran like Kamau, sure. How can we push that button? And, you know, if you're a coach, how can you push that button a little bit earlier? It's hard, but when these kids are put under their absolute responsibility, I think they surprise us with how much they can mature and step up. And Jada is the poster boy for stepping up. When the pressure was on, all he did is start playing well. Even in second half of Tech, he played well. People don't know that. Well. They don't remember that. He's been good the whole time, and I don't expect him to look back.
Yeah, me either. I've said since he got here and I was first around him that his makeup is different than most and he'll do very well. And he certainly has done that. We remind you the Wildcat podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices. They always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. By the K-State Superstore, customize your game day experience by shopping online at kstatesuperstore.com. K-State Superstore, official retailers of K-State Athletics. And by Kansas Land Tire, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Well, big Monday is Kansas State against Kansas here at Bramlage. But before that, there is a game on Saturday. I hope everybody is remembering that, Stan, as the Georgia Bulldogs will be in here at 1 o'clock Saturday for the Big 12 SEC Challenge. We'll have it on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield starting at noon. This is a team that lost a tough double overtime game at home to Arkansas the other night, but a pretty talented team and a good defensive team that Mark Fox brings to town.
Yes, and when you have a coach who has a history with a school, the players usually understand that and respond well to it. So don't forget the fact that Mark Fox and his wife have a great history at K-State. So I think we're going to see a good Georgia team. And the last time that K-State was embarrassed, the last time you know K-State lost a home game against a non-conference foe was Georgia. Remember why we were at the bowl game watching it on television? Mm-hmm. I think we were in San Antonio watching, and K-State could not make a shot, and Georgia came in the last time they were in Manhattan and won a ball game. Also, their best player, SEC preseason player of the year type player, is a big guy. So if you look at K-State, you know, that's, if we talk about the excellence, that's the least likely place where you say, boy, the K-State Wildcats are good on the interior. Not a great rebounding team, have trouble clearing the defensive boards. K-State does. And then you're going against a big guy who can score. And so it's going to be a heck of a matchup. Wyatt, I remember back when we were at that disappointing time in postgame talking to Coach Bruce Weber on our network broadcast here in Learfield, when we were talking to Bruce Weber about the Kansas game, and my thoughts were, well, I'm quoting Bill Belichick because that's the way my brain works, and it's on to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think you remember that, and it really is on to Oklahoma. So
sure.
For me, it really is on to Georgia. Kansas will take care of itself. That game is always important. You know, Wyatt, how much I cherish every time you have an in-state rivalry game and how much it means every game individually, not because you're playing for first place in the Big 12. That's not what it's about. It's about a chance to beat KU on the basketball court. So I'm very excited about Monday, but I really don't think about it. It is all about Georgia. This K-State basketball team needs to keep its momentum. The crowd needs to keep the domination feeling that you're getting in Bramlage Coliseum. And if you want to make the NCAA tournament, they don't care if it's a conference game or a non-conference game. They're going to look at your resume. And Georgia is going to be right slotted with the Cats right now. Who's going to make the NCAA tournament? Who's not? They got eight teams from the SEC predicted to be into the NCAA tournament. And that doesn't include South Carolina, mm-hmm. who we know can make a run and won this week on the road at Florida. So the SEC is a powerful basketball conference respected by the RPI and things like that. This is a critical head-to-head ball game, and the Wildcats need to continue to win. They need to take care of home court. So it's easy for me to say, let's focus on Georgia. Let's rock the place. And I have no doubt that my excitement level will not be diminished, and the fans won't forget that we still have a game at 8 o'clock on Monday. So you're not taking away from Monday by going crazy for the Saturday game. That's a time to light it up for the nation. That ESPN is going to be featuring Big 12 SEC all day long. And so we are going to be right there in front of the nation saying which conference is the best, who's the hottest teams. And K-State wants to put on a show for anybody who's on that committee to say, look at us. We can beat Georgia. We're on a roll, and we're going to be a part of this NCAA tournament. So for me, Wyatt, it's on to Georgia.
You bet. Well, I'll wrap it up this way. For those of you who like things like this, mark your calendar. April 21st will be Kansas State's football spring game. We'll have it for you on the K-State Sports Network. Details a little bit later on, and we'll talk more football next week on the show. But don't forget, Georgia in town Saturday. Our coverage begins at noon and then 7 o'clock for the Monday, big Monday game against Kansas. Our program brought to you by BriggsAuto.com, by the K-State Superstore, and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group, the K-State Superstore, and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.